Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, Chris Ferguson wonders why we humans measure so many things.
The town of Vicksburg sits alongside the Mississippi River on a high bank overlooking the west. Across the river, not far from Vicksburg, is a UNESCO site, one of 22 worldwide. At about 400 acres, it is a large area. Once a plantation called Poverty Point, owned and operated by Philip Geyer from Kentucky, it was discovered to be the location of an indigenous population of 2,000 people in approximately 1350 BC. The society existed for about 1,400 years and included earthworks in the shape of concentric arcs that were 15 feet high. The ancient homes at Poverty Point were all built upon the raised earthworks and faced east towards a 37-acre playa, which is also an earthwork, built up and leveled by the ancient population. From the playa are pathways that lead out of the concentric arcs, with a center pathway leading to one of the largest earthen mounds found in North America, consisting of about 53 million cubic feet of soil. It is speculated that this mound was built in 90 days by hand, using woven baskets to transport earth. The homes upon the raised earthworks have been found to be consistently the same size and shape. Everyone lived in the same type of house. Based on these findings, it is suggested that society was not ruled by a chief or leader. Everyone held the same status as that of their neighbor. In addition, the people of the society did not domesticate plants. They were not farmers. Instead, they lived off the land. Considering the significant differences between the societies of Vicksburg and Poverty Point, it is not hard to recognize the values held by each society were not the same. There is a road in Montesano State Park that is paved, which leads up from the road to a beautiful overlook at the top. The walk from the parked car to the top is about 1.5 miles, and the elevation gain is about 800 feet. It passes through a beautiful forest with sandstone walls, which a geologist described to me one day while doing a survey of the area. The walking distance of the road is painted white on the roadway, 1/4 mile, 1/2 mile, 3/4 mile, 1 mile. It has been measured and marked by someone. This information is useful for those curious about the number of calories spent walking the road. These examples offer a common notion. We measure everything. How dry is the turkey? What is the best sleeping temperature? Is the vacuum picking up 100% or only 50% of stuff? Do I need to wear my shades because the sun is too bright? It's something we do purely by habit. Did we learn this in grade school? Did getting an F on my drawing in art class made me consider drawing lessons? Or did it help me to understand measuring? I really don't know. I do know, however, that when I order from Amazon, I am careful to get what I think is the correct part number to fix my string trimmer that I use to edge the lawn. I measure. What else do I measure? How long has it been since I spoke to my son? Have I paid that bill on time this month? Is there enough gas in the car or enough charge in the car to get me to Nashville and back? When was the last time I ate something? Maybe that's why I'm so hungry. I didn't measure the time. If there is anything that is worth measuring, it is those things that make us feel like who we want to be. The realization by measuring that is immeasurable. There just is no way to ignore what that does to each of us, and especially what it does for others that benefit from us measuring all the time. For me, one thing that deserves more measurement is gratitude. I know when that is measured, it offers a way to give back to anyone who needs it. In my very humble opinion, I think we all need to measure it more often. Something that may seem like a small, insignificant act has the possibility of becoming a very big deal to someone deserving of gratitude. The measure of gratitude is always very much greater than the distance, size, temperature, or time that is measured.
Following a career at Boeing designing airplanes, Seattle native Chris Ferguson now spends his days traveling, writing stories, and composing, publishing, and performing original music. You can listen to Chris's story and all the past Sundial stories and poems at WLRH.org. Just click on Sundial under the Programs tab, and you can hear a new episode of Sundial each and every Monday morning at 9. The Sundial Writers' Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.